This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You're welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, today in this episode, we are going to discuss hope from differing angles. We will try to focus on the concept of hope from the perspective of the Holy Quran and also some other arguments and reasons put forth by scholars about the very concept. You know, you wake up in the early morning and yet there's nothing to motivate you sometimes to get out of bed, and you want to just be still, not to think or feel. Actually, it takes every ounce of energy to make yourself get out of bed, knowing that there is work to be done, finances to be managed, things to be accomplished. Yet you don't truly desire anything at all to do something. You go on with your day and you meet people, some old, some new, going about their daily lives, yet there you are, smiling, watching others, thinking how much you would not like to be around anyone anymore. You smile, yet there is this ache in your chest that you cannot explain. No one can see you, feeling the pain of having no hope, of having hard time day and night, yet going through it all alone. And there's no one to sympathize with you. There's no one to understand you. So you have been going through hard time and you have seen the bad going and to worst, and nothing changes. No good days, no solution to unresolved problems, no answered prayers. And you still pray, hoping that the next time you lie down on your bed at night is finally the last time you close your eyes. So there is the desperate situation, there is hopelessness around you. And of course, so we are going to, this is just an explanation to help you understand what we are talking about. You know, sometimes our life is so much, you know, humdrum, it's so monotonous, it's so boring that we have no hope left in our life. But you know, hope is something that we need to have in our life in order to move ahead, in order to carry on with our lives. What is hope? Hope has been defined as an optimistic state of mind that is based on an expectation of positive outcomes with respect to events and circumstances in one's life, or with respect to the world at large, you know. As a verb, of course, its definitions include expect with confidence and to cherish a desire with anticipation. So this is what actually hope means. Now, what are some verses in the Holy Quran referring to the very concept, the concept of hope? The concept of hope in the Quran can be understood through key words such as Raja, Amal, and Tamanna. You know, these are the three main or key words that we can find in the Holy Quran. Let's focus on the verse Raja. Raja is a word which specifically means hope. Now, Raja means aspiration, waiting for something that is loved. For example, the Quran says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. O my servants who have transgressed against themselves by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving, the merciful. Verse 53 of chapter Az-Zumar. And this verse of the Holy Quran actually focuses on losing hope. Okay, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. And there's also another verse which says لا تيأسوا من روح الله, which clearly states that we should not lose hope. We should not despair of Allah's mercy.
Changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop. ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
As we said, there is also another word which is used in connection with the word Raja, with hope, and that word is the word Amal, which means desire. A wish that presupposes a long wait. A long wait. Al-mal wal-banun zinatul hayati dunya wal-baqiyatu salihat khayrun inda rabbika thawaban wa khayru amala. The enduring good deeds are better to your Lord for reward and better for one's hope. You see? وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرُ أَمَلًا. The enduring good deeds are better to your Lord for reward and better for one's hope. Now, verse 46 of Surah Al-Kahf. Now, there's also another word which is also used and close, of course, coordination with, or maybe in association with the word hope. Of course, that word is tamanna, which means request, asking for something along with proper appreciation of its essence. Look at verse 24 of Surah An-Najm, and you'll find am lil insani ma tamanna. Okay, am lil insani ma tamanna, is there anything for man, for mankind, to wish for or to cherish for or to hope for? Okay, obviously of these three mentioned terms, Raja, aspiration, is synonymous with the desired sincere and true wish, and is mentioned in the Quran in two fashions. Now, hope for the afterlife and enjoying God's mercy, to which all believers aspire. There's no doubt as to the fact that it is obligatory to put your trust in Allah, to hope, to keep your fingers crossed and wait for Allah's mercy. And also, on the other hand, it's a great sin to despair of Allah's mercy. You know, hope is one of the essential elements of the educational system of the Quran, and is considered a comprehensive theory. And this theory has two cognitive and behavioral dimensions. Inshallah, we will discuss this issue. In the following episode, we will discuss the cognitive and the behavioral dimensions of hope from the perspective of the Quran. Of course, in the Quran, God has expressed the concepts of belief, such as monotheism, tawheed, resurrection, ma'ad, and has also proposed other Islamic teachings to be a specific program of belief and behavior for human beings. Of course, these are teachings and principles which are intended also to boost hope in the individual and to give hope. Obviously, due mainly to these components and their application in life, human spiritual training arises, and there is an increase in hope and motivation for mankind. And then psychologically, they will have a better, you know, a better life. A person who in fact subscribes to these teachings and applies these teachings and has a strong faith and conviction in these doctrines and these fundamentals of faith, will have a better life at the end of the day. Inshallah, we will carry on our discussion in the following episode. We will talk about hope in more detail, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. So I need, so I need, so I need, all I need. Oh,
your love is all I need to be all so I can be. And I know that you see how much you need. Yeah.
what you mean to me.
Cause your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.